From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. The UN's nuclear watchdog today presented a draft plan for Iran to send much of its uranium stockpile abroad so that it could be converted into fuel for medical purposes. The State Department was sounding upbeat about it, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
State Department spokesman Ian Kelly says the draft agreement is a positive step. It was presented on the same day that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton gave a speech on nuclear nonproliferation. She called for quick action to implement the plan to help Iran use its stockpile of low-enriched uranium to fuel a research reactor in Tehran.
The door is open to a better future for Iran, but the process of engagement cannot be open-ended. We are not prepared to talk just for the sake of talking.
Secretary Clinton also told the U.S. Institute of Peace that the U.S. is ready to hold talks with North Korea, but will never have, as she put it, normal, sanctions-free relations with a nuclear-armed North Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Massachusetts man accused in a terror plot against prominent U.S. politicians, soldiers, and shoppers at U.S. malls made an appearance in federal court in Boston today. Defiant Tarek Mahana initially refused to stand for the judge, only doing so at the urging of his father. Mahana, a 27-year-old pharmacy college graduate, is alleged to have conspired with two other men on a terror plot that was thwarted when the men couldn't get into terror camps or obtain automatic weapons. Officials say one of the alleged plotters is cooperating with authorities while the other is believed to be in Syria. Mahana was arrested this morning at his parents' home outside Boston. The Federal Reserve says improvements in the housing and manufacturing sectors are helping to gradually lift the economy out of its deepest recession in decades. More from NPR's Scott Newman.
The Fed is crediting the now-defunct Cash for Clunkers program, which spurred auto production, as well as the $8,000 credit for first-time homebuyers, with moving the economy out of the doldrums. In the Fed's latest snapshot of business conditions, manufacturing and housing were just two sectors that it says either showed evidence of having stabilized or edged up in the past month and a half. But the central bank says those signs of improvement are offset by commercial real estate and consumer spending. Both remain weak. Most economists are predicting modest growth in the second half of the year, but expect the jobless rate to continue to creep up. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Plan to cut the pay of top executives at firms that receive billions of dollars in government bailouts is reported to be proceeding. According to individuals familiar with the discussions, the Obama administration will announce that 25 executives at companies receiving large infusions of federal dollars will see cash cuts of up to 50%. That includes GM and AIG. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 92 points. The Nasdaq lost 12 points today. This is NPR. A couple of big banks were out with better-than-expected quarterly earnings numbers today. Wells Fargo and U.S. Bancorp both say that higher fees from mortgage underwriting helped to boost their third-quarter earnings. Much of that was due to first-time home buyers rushing to take advantage of a soon-to-expire $8,000 tax credit. Minneapolis-based U.S. Bancorp says for the 3 months ending in September, it posted net income of $583 million, up from $557 million for the same period a year ago. San Francisco-based Wells Fargo says it posted net income of $2.6 billion, up from $1.6 billion the previous year. An advisory committee to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a vaccine used to protect girls from a virus that causes cervical cancer should be optional for boys. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
An overwhelming majority of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted against encouraging or requiring boys and men to get the HPV vaccine. Instead, they said it should be an option. The vote was based strictly on the vaccine's ability to prevent genital warts in boys and men. Whether the vaccine is worthwhile for preventing cancer in men was debated, but the committee did not take action. A majority concluded that the cost of protecting boys and men from genital warts and preventing the sexual transmission of HPV did not outweigh the possible benefit of preventing cancer in women. A full recommendation to vaccinate boys would have increased pressure on insurance companies to pay for the vaccine for boys. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices rose $2.25 a barrel today to end the session at $81.37 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.